This is Lock It In, a sports betting show, part of the Believe Podcast Network. And now, here's your host, Cam Rogers.
Thank you, Brian Brown. Appreciate you as always. Yes, indeed. This is Lock It In. I am Cam Rogers. It is Friday, January 14th, getting you ready for Super Wild Card Weekend. We have matchups on Saturday and Sunday, and of course, a Monday night showdown between the Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams. 10 best bets, 10 minutes, you know the drill, coming off a 6-4 week. So three straight weeks of 6-4. I will take that, ladies and gentlemen, as in theory, I am making you money by doing so. A winning record. You love to see it. So for the season, 60-60. So finally, I can get over that 500 mark this week for the season, at least in theory. Follow me on Twitter at MrRogers99. Of course, this show is presented by Bet Online. Bet Online remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. Use that promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get that 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Let me just say that the lines this week for Wildcard Weekend are super sharp. I mean, this episode is best bets, but it's really, I'm doing the best I possibly can best bets because, again, the lines are so darn sharp. It's really difficult to find an edge here this week with these matchups. But with all of that said, I'm giving you my selections here. Let's start things off with the Cincinnati Bengals -5 to cover against the Las Vegas Raiders. This one is simple. The Raiders essentially played five quarters of football last week on a Sunday night, and now they are playing in the early window on Saturday against the Cincinnati Bengals on the road. I'm going to take the Bengals in this matchup here. Carr and the Raiders, by the way, Derek Carr, only managed to score 20-plus points on three occasions in the final 10 games of the year. That's not going to cut it against this Bengals offense. Look, this offense is absolutely electric on the Cincinnati side, and they are well-rested as well. They didn't really play all that much with the starters last week against the Browns. So Bengals -5 is a surefire bet, in my opinion. Credit to the Raiders, though, with all of the adversity that they have dealt with throughout the year, making it to the postseason. Absolutely unbelievable. Let's talk Patriots and Bills. The Bills, outside of the Steelers, might be the most flawed team in the NFL playoff field. Why do I say that? Well, the Bills can't essentially control the line of scrimmage. They can't run the football. It's going to be 0 degrees up there in upstate New York. And so for the Patriots, I'm taking them money line outright to get this one done, plus 175. Here's the deal. Bill Belichick is going to have a game plan for Josh Allen. Outside of Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, but again, it's going to be cold, tough to throw the football. Who can beat the Patriots on that side of the football? It's not the running game, and the running game is critical in the postseason, especially in cold weather. I think the Patriots will utilize that on their side of things on the offense with Mac Jones handing the football off, maybe not running the football 46 times like the Patriots did against the Buffalo Bills not too long ago. But this is a dangerous Patriots team, and you're getting some serious value here, in my opinion, especially with the Patriots coming off that loss against Miami. Who really cares? The Patriots were in. They're going to have a good game plan for the Buffalo Bills. Again, the Bills are so flawed. They can't control the line of scrimmage. They can't stop the run. And Josh Allen can only be as magical as he can be here and there. He can't do it every single time. So give me the Patriots money line. And then on that same token, Patriots and Bills under 44 points. I think this will be a slow moving, slug it out matchup in the cold, upstate New York. 23-20 score, something along those lines. So I will take the under there, 44 for Patriots and Bills. The Eagles taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Speaking of weather, by the way, we're going to see a lot of rain down there in Tampa Bay and plenty of wind. I think that actually favors the Eagles and their run game. Slow down the Tampa Bay offense, if you will. Speed up the game. The Eagles are pretty average ATS, 8-8-1. Although they are covering by an average of 3 points per game here. Plus 8.5, I'll take Philadelphia there. I'll take those points. They'll lose by 7 or 6, something like that, especially with the way in which this game will likely play out. So I will take the Eagles there. Eagles taking on the Bucs with the under 45.5. Because of the weather, this number got shorter, smaller, if you will. But again, with that in mind, the rain, lack of passing attack on both sides, I think they will hit that under there, 45.5. The 49ers taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Give me the Niners outright, plus 143 at BetOnline. This Niners team is dangerous. They can go on a run. I'm telling you right now, I'm not saying they are the New York Giants of 2007 or the 2011 campaigns, but they are finding it at the right time. The Cowboys, meanwhile, I can't really figure them out, especially on offense. What is their identity? I know they want to run the football, but sometimes they pass a little too much and they just get out of sync. And so, look, the 49ers have been great ATS, 4 of 5 against the spread to be exact, winning on that side. So I think they have a very real shot to win outright on the road. There really isn't like home field advantage for the Cowboys. They don't get too loud, that crowd down there in Dallas. So I think the 49ers will actually have a good amount of fans for this matchup down there at Jerry's World. So 49ers outright, that physicality will win San Francisco a trip to Green Bay next week. The Chiefs taking on the Steelers. Chiefs minus 12.5. Hammer that all day long. The Steelers are not a playoff team. They are absolutely flawed through the roof. I watched the Steelers against my Ravens last week. Ben Roethlisberger looked horrible. And now you're saying that he can keep up with Patrick Mahomes and that offense on the road at Arrowhead? I just don't see it. I think this is going to be a blowout. 30-17, 30-20, maybe some garbage time points for Ben Roethlisberger in that offense. But look, these Steelers are done. Give me the Chiefs. They're on their way to winning the Super Bowl, by the way. My preseason selection, I should probably stick with that. Steelers and Chiefs over 46, though. So like I said, I think the Chiefs score 30 and some garbage time points there for the Steelers, 17, 20 points. Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs are going to have no issue in this matchup. And by the way, the Chiefs defense has been leaky of late. So maybe they give up some points toward the end there. Over 46, Steelers and Chiefs. The Cardinals taking on the Rams. I'll take the Cardinals to cover here, plus 4. I have the Rams outright, but the Cardinals have been elite ATS this year, a league best 8-1 on the road against the spread, covering by an average of 10.5 points per game. A lot of that has to do with Vegas not really valuing the Cardinals all that high throughout the year. And again, this is a divisional matchup here for the third time. I likely take the points in those sort of situations if the points are greater than 2.5. So Cardinals cover, Rams win outright, in my opinion. The outright pick for the Rams, though, not part of my best bets. That's too easy. But I am going with the over in this matchup here. Cardinals versus Rams, 49.5. No weather issues down there, out there in Los Angeles. SoFi Stadium, I think a lot of points will be put on the board here. Perhaps some garbage time points for the Cardinals, and they get a backdoor cover, something along those lines. Who knows? Over 49.5, I'm pretty confident in that one. My best bets of the football weekend. Bengals minus 5, Patriots money line, Patriots and Bills under 44, Eagles plus 8.5, Eagles and Bucks under 45.5, 49ers money line, Chiefs minus 12.5, Steelers versus Chiefs over 46, Cardinals plus 4, Cardinals and Rams over 49.5. Super wild card weekend. Enjoy the football. Continue the conversation on Twitter at Mr. Rogers 99. Get at me. I'm Cam Rogers. This is Lock It In. I'll talk to you guys next week.